Today, Germany will get a new chancellor when the leader of the Christian Democratic Union, Friedrich Merz, is sworn into office. The new government, comprising of his centre-right Conservatives Alliance and their junior partners, the Social Democrats, have said they'll revive Germany's economy and improve security. It comes amid turmoil because of tariffs from the United States and a three-year-long war between Russia and Ukraine. To discuss the challenges and the new leader's plans, we're joined by Berlin-based reporter for The Washington Post, Kate Brady. Good morning, Kate. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
This new leader, Friedrich Merz, he left politics, he came back, and now he is set to lead the country. What are Germans saying about him?
Well, he's going into office today. He's going to be sworn in later this morning, or it might be around midday by that point. Not on a particularly popular note, it has to be said. Although the Conservatives did win the February election, we've seen their popularity drop a little bit in the polls, losing about 4 percentage points even since that election at the end of February. And Merz himself, as a figure, is quite a divisive figure, seen by parts of the population as being quite elitist. He's a former banker, and this image of him as a former businessman has not really helped him in building up a close, you know, kind of down to earth rapport with voters. And he's seen as well as very direct and blunt, often in the way that he delivers his policies, landing himself in some hot water previously as well over some pretty controversial comments regarding migrants in Germany. And there's also some concerns among some voters about, you know, we saw earlier this year a really quite controversial migration motion, a motion on tightening up migration measures pushed through Parliament, in which he relied on the support of the far-right AfD, which was last week officially classified as extremist. And so that had some people worried about exactly how strong this firewall in Germany, that's how it's described here, against the AfD is.
And speaking about the AfD, because his stance will certainly be in the spotlight about the far-right party, it came second, as you said, in the snap election, its support rising in opinion polls. But also there's been a huge domestic debate around it in recent days, hasn't there?
Absolutely. So last week, the domestic intelligence announced that the AfD is now officially classified as extremist. There were previously a suspected extremist case. And that really has bolstered calls to ban the party, which is a very tricky, very long, complicated process in Germany. It would have to be taken through Parliament to the to Germany's constitutional court. And even some of the AfD's loudest critics are wary that there are risks, of course, if the constitutional court decided that indeed, you know, there weren't the grounds there to ban the party, that could in fact bolster the AfD even more, that could bolster their support. And at the moment, purely by really not doing very much at all, the AfD is growing, their support is growing, and we've seen already that they've now managed to grow since the February election and are now on par with Merz's Conservatives at around 24-25%.
Also, just to look at his direction for Germany, because he spoke about a new Germany, but also a new one in terms of European leadership. People will be asking, what is he going to be doing to reassert the country's position, and in particular on two of the biggest issues, Ukraine and Gaza. Now, we know Merz has been a long supporter of Israel also.
Exactly. You know, this is, I mean, it's worth looking back at where, you know, where Merz comes from. He's a really quite staunch Atlanticist. And of course, going into this chancellorship now, after years of trying to get this job, he has had to really pivot on his position. And as you know, Merz has said himself just a couple of days ago, Europe is waiting for us. Germany has been really in political paralysis for about 6 months now since the collapse of Olaf Scholz's government. And there was a lot of disappointment among other European leaders as well about Scholz's time in office. And so they are really, other European leaders are looking to Germany now. They need that impetus, especially when you say it comes to key issues like Gaza, and also negotiating a negotiated peace deal in Ukraine as well. And that's something that a lot of European leaders don't think can be possible without Europe, without German leadership. And it's instead now, you know, about not necessarily waiting to see what the US does first. That's something that Merz has also said very clearly, is that the transatlantic relationship is no longer what it was. And so a key part of his chancellorship as well will also be bolstering German and European defense as well. We saw up to $1 trillion of funds released through this relaxation of Germany's really strict debt brake just a couple of months back to really boost Germany's infrastructure and its defense after years of underinvestment in both of those sectors. And Europe is looking because, you know, there are these fears of US disengagement. And of course, looking eastwards towards Russia, a lot of people, even Germany's Inspector General of the Bundeswehr, warning that Russia could be ready to attack a NATO country by 2029. And that is the number you keep hearing here again and again, that Germany must be prepared and ready to defend itself by 2029.
And just briefly, his relationship with the US, such head-spinning changes from the White House, a lot will be asked about how he'll engage and handle the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I've spoken to people on both sides of the Atlantic, and a lot of people have said that his direct demeanor, sometimes it's also described as quite arrogant, could be indeed quite a good match for dealing with Donald Trump. He's a fluent English speaker who certainly doesn't hold back when he wants to speak his mind. So we'll see.
Well, we will indeed. Kate Brady with the Washington Post in Berlin. Thank you.